Kasi Worship is happening at the end of November. So, woo-hoo! Was it last week? Was it last week we had that meeting?
Yes.
It feels like when life happens, you know, it feels like it happened yesterday. So, with me in studio, Jamela Vuma, otherwise known as J. Ross. Hello. How
hello.
You doing?
Hello, Janine. How are you doing?
He's got a Colgate smile. He's got a Stephen's guy. He's got a cell two faces, man. And Daryl Hardy. Hello.
Morning, Janine. Good to be on air.
And then the one guy couldn't make it because, you know, life happens. Retief Burger, hallo meneer.
Goeiedag.
Oh my word.
Hello,
oh my word.
Hello, Retief.
That was for you, Jay Ross.
Yeah, you see, that he's been busy this morning. Why aren't you here? Let's just give the disclaimer, yeah?
Yep, now I've got a wife that had a foot operation 2 weeks ago, so I'm daddy daycare full time, currently between work and all the other stuff, so I've been on the kiddies drill since quarter past six, dropping at school and getting another one and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I couldn't make it in studio, unfortunately.
Okay, so everybody here knows Retief really, really well because we play his music and we speak to him often. But let's introduce you, Mr. J. Ross.
Amen.
Let's, the guy at home, not the guy with the biography and the well-done photos with the sand blasted.
Janine, some interesting news. We got some fellies on him this morning.
Yeah. Fellies?
Ja, yeah, die goeie dag, het was precies reg. Hy het fellies aan vandag.
But it suits the aesthetic, you see. Okay, introduce yourself, the normal guy.
Okay, so my name is J. Ross, Jamela Vuma. I'm a beautiful worshiper of the Lord, and I love Jesus with all my heart. Family man, born again. Got beautiful daughters at home. Married to one wife.
That's a good one.
These days you have to mention
then,
it.
Yeah, yeah. So that you know, her name is Megan Vuma, and
hello,
you know, I've been born again for 14 years now.
And the music.
And the music. I mean, I am an international award-winning artist, gospel artist. Won a couple of awards overseas. But most of all, I'm just a humble servant of the Lord. And I'm here just to tell you guys that Jesus is alive.
Hallelujah. Absolutely. I like that. Beautiful and humble just before the award-winning.
You asked for it.
I did ask for it. You're right. Daryl.
Yeah, Janine, you know me. You've interviewed me before. Got a big heart for the Lord too, for this nation, and want to see this nation change. And that's why I've become very, very involved with Kasi. Started last year too in Soweto, because I know the heart of this brother of mine. And that's definitely my brother from another mother. We're slightly different heights and shades, but man, one king in our hearts, and that's Jesus. And
amen.
Yeah. I believe love is a weapon, and with the Dare to Love movement and everything that's been started and the scriptures and the highways and the byways, I believe that the greatest, greatest chapter is about to unfold in this nation. It's going to start in the capital city.
Okay, whose idea was this? The whole Kasi Worship idea?
It's the Lord's idea.
Okay, who picked up the phone and said, let's do this?
So, I mean, obviously, it started 3 years ago with a live recording DVD that I was doing. And what I thought was, how do I bring like premium worship, make it accessible to people in the townships? And because, you know, we know where these worship sessions always happen. You know, it's always in the suburbs at Sun Arena, where people can't really go, and it's expensive. The tickets are like $350, and then you're still in the transport and all of that stuff. So decided, no, we're going to take it to the township, which is Soweto, and the first one we did. And yeah, it went pretty well, man. It was so amazing, and people came out, you know, from the north of Joburg and went all the way to the southern township. And as when we were done with it, then I was like sitting down and just praying and thanking the Lord for what just happened. And he said, okay, here we go, next year you're gonna do it again. I'm like, what? So this time
because
around,
it's expensive to present it
exactly
as well.
It is, it's quite an expensive exercise, and it you know, now that we dove into it, and last year we pulled in Daryl, Mr. Daryl Hardy over here. It was quite a a tough one to do. Now knowing the mandate behind it, because now the Lord put a mandate in saying, you know, he wants the souls, he wants to save people, he wants to release the youth from drug addiction and all of these things. So yeah, it wasn't more about now the live DVD recording and all the nice things. Yeah. It was now, you know, proper mission, you know. So that's how it got born.
Okay, I'm going to get back to the whole drug thing and all of that, because yes, that's a whole part of your testimony right there. But 100%. Daryl, now he calls you and says, I'm doing this thing. What connected with the idea with you first?
So firstly, what connected us was the airwaves again. I just want to, the radio channels. So between Pulpit and Impact, the Janines and the Dells of the world. I think those are the ones that move the heads and the necks, and had us meet. And I had word that morning too that made it very clear that I need to definitely serve in it and assist. And it was incredible because we saw thresholds broken last year. It was extreme warfare too, because remember, worship is a weapon. And with Retief Berger online too, I went to many mighty men's, and that worship made all the difference in my life. Mm. And with the, let's say, that I have in hand, you know, everyone's got something in hand, I realized I can make a difference. I can try and market it on the highways and the byways.
That's where you fit in, the billboards
that's
and that kind of thing.
To promote it, but mostly to the heart of it, to see the city. You know, this is a capital city. When the head bows, then the whole nation's going to transform. And the reason is I've been pressing in for the Lord's promise, Psalm 133, over the city. You know,
unity.
It's Philadelphia, unity, brotherly love and unity.
And that's God commands his blessing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, Retief, did you call Retief or did Retief call you?
I wish. So Retief starts popping up in conversations, and I'm talking to three different people, and then the third time around, I'm like, okay, yes, Lord, I'll call him.
Has spoken.
And then the Lord has spoken. So I call Retief and I tell him the heart behind this, and this is where we are today. And I really appreciate you, brother, for coming on board. And you know, South Africa needs people like you. Your heart as a worshiper and as a leader, you know, in this Christian the kingdom, you know, I'm really, really inspired by what you're doing, man.
Okay, but you know, these yuppie leaders, because you know what yuppie leaders, church leaders do, is they get together in a coffee shop. It's always a coffee shop.
That's right.
Retief, so now you're sitting, you've got your lekker coffee and alles. What did you hear when he started explaining?
No, I think you always listen for a kindred spirit. I always, especially when it comes to productions as big as this and showbiz, if you want to say it like that, we have to be so wary about motives. And yes, we don't know each other that well, but one can pick up somebody's spirit and somebody's motive. Is it really about Jesus? Is it about fame and all the other stupid stuff? That comes along with this industry, if I want to say it like that. And I picked something up there as I met Daryl as well. Everything kind of happened quickly. Because, interesting, I was booked. I'm still booked for another gig that evening in the north of Pretoria. And when I saw this one, I actually said no, because I couldn't. The first time somebody else phoned me on behalf of Jay Ross, and I said, sorry, bro, I'm already booked out. And then I met up with Rixie Roman. We did a gig together. He's a bassist. And he's like, hey, I know this. This is cool. And listen, this gig is the morning. It's not the evening. I'm said, what? And we've made a decision there on the spot after I spoke to Jay. Let's do this. Let's see. And we as a church have been involved in Mama Lourdes. I've been there many times as well. I've got great friends living in Mama Lourdes. So it's not as if it's foreign to me in that sense. Mm. I'm like, let's do this. Let's unite and see what God wants to do.
Amen.
But you know,
yeah,
Jamela, the underside of Mama Lourdes as well. I mean, you've lived what it feels like to be where nobody wants to be, and seeing the hurt and seeing the brokenness. So 100%. What is it when you bring worship? Obviously, you want to be the answer to the problem now. But if you had to describe for someone who's never been there, have never deigned to even speak to someone who's been from there, explain to them exactly what is happening there from a first-hand perspective.
Look, I think the drug problem is a universal problem. It's not just a Mamelodi problem, and it's affecting the entire country, and if not the entire world. And this thing comes from the enemy, which is the devil himself. Being stuck in a drug addiction for 12 years for me was the most loneliest place. And it's not like in that 12 years I didn't want to come out. I didn't want to go out of that drug addiction. I was crying out for help, but there was nobody there, you know. And, you know, luckily for me, I had the wife that I have that, you know, really pushed me towards my family. And then obviously then we went to church and I got born again. And that's what really helped me, you know, just knowing Jesus and receiving Jesus. And I think this is the reason why I believe we need to go into the townships, you know, as born again believers, to bring the light in the darkness. And I'm not saying the entire neighborhood or kasi of Mamelodi is dark, but we know what the problem is over there, and this is why we have to go face it head on. And we've got the solution for it. We've got the antidote. And who is it? It's Jesus Christ. And we carry that Jesus Christ in our hearts, and we walk with him every day. And I believe that this is why God has been sending us all the way to the east of Pretoria. To answer the question of Mamelodi, I've only been to Mamelodi 3 times in my life now. And obviously I understand, I understand the problem, which is the universal problem, which is the drug problem. And I think, yeah, like I said, the worship and bringing all the kingdom people into Mamelodi will really assist to release these young people from this bondage.
So Daryl, with Dare to Love and that, I mean, you're on the streets a lot in any case. You also bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to people in need. How did you see this changing their lives? Because now this is information and everything, and you've got these good intentions and you can feed them, but the heart change thing, do you see that happening when you go serve someone at street level?
Absolutely. You see, the key is for us to understand that serving is the most mighty weapon we actually have, because Jesus said he didn't come to be served, but to serve. Because when you serve, you find purpose. So the message we give, why we go to the lost, the last, and the least, the widow, the orphan, the foreigner, is because they feel worthless and that they cannot make an impact. And everyone has been gifted with some sort of an ability to serve. Some can paint, some can sing, like my brother Jamelia, and Retif, and musical. But there's different giftings. And there's an original word that the Lord gave us in Hebrew, avoda, which is to work, to worship, and to serve, is the exact same word. And when we realize that, in Afrikaans we speak of werkers himmels. When we realize that serving is the road towards purpose, we speak about din dul identiteit. And the Holy Spirit gave us, and most incredibly, the two of us there, and I just the lights go so bright in my friend Jamila's eyes there, and it was like the Holy Spirit gave him a download, was step into service. And because love serves, Galatians 5:13. So when people realize that it's not about the monetary value, it's about your ability just to give back to the Lord what he gave you, because we are highly creative. Africa is incredibly creative.
Very.
And there's a song, there's a joy in us. And you know, Mamelodi, that comes from the land of the melodies. There's joy in us. And when one just starts, and when people realize that all are called, and that everyone has an ability to serve unto the Lord, it's the game changer completely. But what we need is, we need the Spirit to be poured out there. And we've got an amazing claim, because the Lord says you do not have because you don't petition him. The Lord says we need to ask him. And, you know, historically, being the east of the city, that was a massive concentration camp years back. A lot of Boer women were killed and murdered, and children too over there.
Really?
Absolutely. That was the whole area. That was the zone there. The byproduct of fatherlessness, the byproduct of the brokenness, of the drugs, drug addiction. But the byproduct of that, you got to ask yourself, what is the cause? And the beauty of the whole thing is that there's been so much, and I'm saying with absolute respect, that the Lord has already made that sacrifice, his son Christ. And there's been continual, enemies continue to kill and kill and kill. And we have a massive claim. So we're going in there to claim, it says if a seed goes to the ground, it'll generate 100,000-fold. We're going there to claim salvations for these children. We're going in there for a... We're making war, and it's going to be the Gatling guns or the guitars and the those voices that Retif and Jamela have, etc. We're going in there to make war and to claim back what has been stolen.
Yeah.
And the word is clear. Jesus said that his kingdom shall increase, and that's what we're doing.
Amen.
The worshippers walk in front when they do the wolf here. Okay, hashtag step into service. Retief, that's something that you're very passionate about. You've actually put together some resources that you want to make available as well.
Yeah, well, it's not myself, but we as a church, we have such a serving culture that we've built over many years, and the greatest privilege to see people serve and to become servants. It's one thing when you identify yourself as a servant versus I'm just serving. And we love to transition people to understand that they are servants at heart. Even my little kids, my mission with them is, hey, we're raising you to serve in this world, in whatever capacity that might be. So, yes, we do have a resource that myself and Jay would be busy making short little video clips, TikTok and Instagram, just little nuggets on serving. And then as the day approaches and even on the day, we'll make this available also in a PDF or written form. People can just take out their phones and they'll be able to download this resource that helps them understand a biblical understanding of serving. And we're not directing or prescribing where you should go and serve, because people are there represented from various areas. We're trusting people from all over the suburbs in Pretoria, Tshwane, within church context, Dare to Love, wherever, in Mama Lordy, cleaning up, and whatever that service might be. And I think the greatest serving needs to happen in your own home, serving your spouse, serving your children, or serving your parents.
Amen.
It starts at home. So it's a servant's attitude, and that's what Jesus was. It's so sad in the Christian world, unfortunately, we get all these, let's call it mega stars or Christian celebrities. And it's so far, in my opinion, from what Jesus taught us. He was a servant of servants. There's no superstars. There's no special toilet for the pastor or special parking for the pastor. I get really fired up when I see there's special privileges for these, let's say, yeah, sorry if I'm saying it blunt, but men and women of God, and they need to be treated in a different way. When the Son of Man came to serve and not to be served, we've twisted that around. So I've got a massive thing about that. And yes, we are on stage. Yes, we've got the guitar in the hand. And I always say that the most dangerous place on this planet is that 2 meter high stage, because we were never intended to be worshipped. We cannot handle worship. Worship corrupts. It's a poison that you drink and you think it's about you. So I just hate it with the passion of a 10,000 fires, as you can hear. So we'll just help break that, to say we're here to serve because Jesus was the greatest servant. He's our master. We want to be like him. It's as simple as that.
Amen.
We had so many discussions like this already about the evil of a stage, lifting, forcing people to look up at you, looking down at it. The whole concept is... Wow. But any case, I just want to get back to the young people.
Yes.
Because we're talking about service. Mm-hmm. Giving people meaning in their lives. 100%, you can't give all of them jobs. You don't have money to give all of them money or food or anything. But it seems like if you've got something to die for and something that gives your life meaning, and service can do that.
Service can do that. Like my brothers have spoken now, it can really, serving can get you to step into your purpose. And when you live a purpose-driven life, then that's when you are living for Christ. And I think, you know, these young people are, fellow young people really need Christ at this time, at this hour, when darkness is everywhere. And, you know, our generation, the only thing we can do is just point them to Christ. And like Retief just said, the danger about worship or being worshipped, you know, it can corrupt your mind. And I've been there in my life where fame really took over my life, and how I ended up in that drug addiction was because of fame, you know. And, you know, these days, young people just, you know, they're growing up in a microwave day where you just pop in something there for 2 minutes and it's done, you know. So they think that life also is like that, you know. They don't want to experience things in life. They just want a quick fix. So, you know, we just need to take young people also on that journey to know that following God, obviously, it's not all sunshine and roses, but, you know, it's a sacrifice. It's you laying down your life and giving it all to him, giving it all to Christ. And it's we want to make serving a you know, a cool thing to do for young people, for them to realize that actually serving, you know, steps you into your purpose.
Yeah, you were born to serve. Okay,
yeah.
Let's give the information. I see our time is done and dusted.
Yes.
And not Moreleta, Moretele.
Moretele Park, yes, not Moreleta. Don't go to the wrong place. Moretele Park on the 30th of November. Tickets are available on iTickets. We are going to be there from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m., but doors do open at 8 a.m. And we are calling out everyone, calling out young, old, you know, please come through, guys. We are looking for volunteers. We are looking for people to, you know, come and serve the people. Come pray for people. Come, you know, come be the light as a born again believer to those that need Jesus Christ.
If they want to volunteer, where do they go?
Yeah, and also just to add there, Janine, we'd really call in all the different churches to come and just make restitution. We're all worried about MAMS in the east of the city, and see everyone get involved. We're calling up more than 2,000 volunteers, because you can see the youth praying for the youth. And you can see everything on Kasi Worship Concerts. Everything, all the detail is over there. And Meegs, his beautiful wife over there, is handling also if one wants to contribute and purchase sound or whatever to contribute as an institution or a company or a or one of the different, what do you call it, churches, by all means. But the key is we're calling on servants. We're calling for volunteers to come and serve on the day.
Meegs' number?
Meegs' number is 079-77-55133.
He can do that slower, you see, because he knows that you couldn't write it down so fast. So do it again.
079-77-55133.
Thank you, J. Ross.